Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guest on Green Fleet Radio is Mr. Ken Brown. He's a Senior Advisor for Government Affairs for Transportation Energy Partners, or TEP. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Carl. Glad to be here.
Ken, tell our listeners, what is Transportation Energy Partners and what do you do?
Well, Transportation Energy Partners is a national nonprofit organization, and we work with the nation's 90 clean cities coalitions and their many stakeholders in the clean transportation industry. And our focus is to work on federal policy that promotes and advances markets for cleaner transportation technologies and cleaner fuels like electric vehicles, natural gas vehicles, biofuels, hydrogen, propane, and other advanced fuels and technologies.
Right. You know, I know TEP has worked on some federal policies priorities this year. So how are those priorities determined, Ken?
So we have a board of directors that's made up of Clean Cities Coalition leaders such as yourself and other industry leaders across the country. And our board of directors sets our policy priorities each year. And they're looking for those policies that are most pressing and those that have the greatest opportunities to advance markets for cleaner fuels and vehicles.
So if there was one key issue TEP worked on, federal policy priority, and what was that issue in 2018?
Well, it's hard to zero in on one issue, but there are four main things that we worked on, or actually five main things that we worked on in the past year. One is we've been very active in promoting increased funding for two important federal programs that support the Clean Cities Coalitions and our partners in the clean transportation industry. One is the Department of Energy Clean Cities Program, and we were successful in saving that program from proposed elimination by the administration and, in fact, actually increasing funding up to nearly $40 million for the current fiscal year. And we'll be working again on that next year. The other is there's a program called the EPA Clean Diesel Grant, and that's a program that provides funding for projects and technologies that will replace outmoded diesel engines and diesel technologies with newer, cleaner technologies. And we were successful in increasing funding for that program up to $75 million. Another area as we've been working on is to extend the tax incentives for alternative fuels and vehicles. Those were, we were successful in extending them through the end of 2017. However, they're now currently expired through 2018, and we'll be working hard to see if we can get those extended again through 2018 and then again into 2019. And another interesting area that we've been working on is the current Department of Transportation has held up funding through its what's called the Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Program. It's a federal highways program that provides funding for technologies and strategies that will clean the air in communities that are suffering from inferior air quality. And the current Department of Transportation has delayed and stalled funding for that program, and we're trying to break that logjam and get that funding going. It provides funding for hundreds of vehicles across the country, and in fact, the city of Chicago has a program where they are looking to use this funding to help build new electric charging infrastructure and purchase a number of electric vehicles throughout the Chicago region. And that funding has been held up for the city of Chicago. So we're working with Chicago and many other communities around the country to see if we can free up that funding.
Sure. You're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. Ken Brown, Senior Advisor for Government Affairs for Transportation Energy Partners. So, Ken, I know TEP's big annual Energy Independence Summit is coming up in February. So tell our listeners a little bit about that event.
Yeah, this is a very important event for those interested in cleaner fuels and technologies. Each year we gather in Washington, D.C. This coming year it's going to be February 11th through the 13th in Washington, D.C. We bring together the nation's clean cities coalitions, leading industries in the clean transportation market, and other key state and local government, federal government stakeholders to share information, network with each other. And then a big part of the event is to meet with our policymakers within the various federal agencies and the Congress to educate them about the many great things that local clean cities coalitions like yours, Carl, and many others around the country are doing to advance and promote cleaner fuels and vehicles, to help fleets convert their vehicles to cleaner technologies. And it's really important that we each year educate our policymakers so they know how important these federal programs and tax incentives are, and understand the impact that they have in thousands of communities all over the country.
Sure. And I know, Ken, you know, this event, I know it's very extensive. There's a lot of great networking, but this is generally open to anybody that would like to attend, correct?
Yes, it is. This is for people who are extremely experienced and knowledgeable, and also people who are just interested in learning more and want to be part of the national movement to convert our transportation system to cleaner and more efficient technology.
So how can our listeners learn more about Transportation Energy Partners and the upcoming summit?
The best way to do that is to go to our website, and that is www.transportationenergypartners.org. That's www.transportationenergypartners.org.
And Ken,
learn about the TEP and learn about the summit.
So, Ken, as we come to the end of our program, any closing thoughts for our listeners?
No, I just think this is, we're very excited about the great progress that's being made around the country.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And all these cleaner fuels and vehicles, and it's very important. And this cannot be happening without the federal policies and incentives and funding that's out there, that's key to really speeding the market transformation. And so we just encourage everybody to get involved with their local clean cities coalitions, learn more about these topics, and come to D.C. for the Energy Independence Summit to make sure that your voice is heard, along with many others, by our decision makers in Washington.
Well, Ken, we thank you for your leadership, and that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Ken Brown, Senior Advisor for Government Affairs for Transportation Energy Partners, or TEP. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.